7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State public health leaders say a federal program has been able to get COVID-19 vaccines to people in all of Colorado's long-term care facilities. That includes 88% of residents and 66% of staff. Scott Bookman helps lead the state's pandemic response. He says the state hopes to do more vaccinations at those facilities, especially among staff.
This is critical to maintaining that immunity in these facilities. And so we are working aggressively to ensure that we have the highest uptake in the staff possible.
Through the pandemic, those over 70 have accounted for the highest number in rates of death in Colorado. Nursing homes were hit by a surge in cases last fall. Colorado's early childhood educators are paid less than their counterparts for older children. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Colorado early childhood educators with a bachelor's degree earn 26% less than elementary school educators. A new national state-by-state analysis shows 15% of the state's early educators live in poverty, a rate much higher than for Colorado workers in general. UC Berkeley's Leah Austin acknowledges policy changes can be slow.
But I think we also have to really recognize the urgent conditions people are working in today.
The new workforce index recommends more public investment to prevent the collapse of the early childhood education system. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Organizers of an annual bike race in Southwest Colorado say it will return this year. The Iron Horse Bicycle Classic takes riders from Durango to Silverton. The event was canceled in 2020 because of the pandemic. This year's race, now set for Memorial Day weekend, will be scaled down and follow health safety rules. Usually about 2,500 cyclists participate in the Iron Horse Classic, now in its 49th year. Southwest Colorado and much of the state have a sunny day and rising temperatures. This is CPR News.